On Air Music presents Long Player.
Later this month, Wellington group Oh Sweet Nothings will be hitting the road for a North Island tour to celebrate the release of their Emergency Procedures debut EP. They'll be kicking off in Wellington on the 22nd of January. Then they'll be making their way to Auckland on the 30th of January to play at Wine Cellar with Lapis and Shoddy. And then they'll also be looping through Tauranga and Whanganui. I had a chat to two of the band members about the EP and how it all came together.
Hi, I'm Aaron from I See Nothing.
Hi, I'm Clary. Let's do it again.
Hi, I'm Clary. I'm the guitarist from Oh Sweet Nothings.
Count down to nothing. Endless seasons and times of change. Endless minutes of second thoughts.
There's not just the two of you, but there's four in the band or three?
Yep. Celia is also in the room. She's a bassist. Say hi, Celia.
Hi.
She's cooking up the pasta.
She's cooking dinner. Yeah.
And we got Cam as well on the drums, who's probably going to rock up in like 10 minutes or so.
Sweet. How long has Oh Sweet Nothing's been a thing? Because I feel like this has been a project quite a while in the making, Emergency Procedures.
Yeah. There have been various iterations of the band going back as far as 2012. Me, Cameron, and this other guy, Ollie, Ollie and Cameron were like the founders of the band, I guess. Ollie's in Germany, but him and I were the main songwriters for the EP and for most of our songs. We say 4-ish years in the press release and stuff because we've only been putting in the serious mahi recently. We kind of like stopped being a band and then became a band for like a month and then stopped being a band again. And I think it was 2016.
Yeah, so Aaron and I started doing regular practice in 2016, every Sunday, compulsory jams.
That was it, eh?
So Aaron and Ollie had been playing for a couple of years since end of college. Then we all went our separate ways to uni. And then one day we just had a trip up to the in the hills above Wellington, and we're having a long walk thinking about life and stuff, and they were like, you know what, why don't we just commit to regular practices?
Why don't we just do it, bro?
Why don't we just do it? Yeah, we've always wanted to. Why not just make a band?
Yeah. And Ollie's been in and out since he's been going back and forth from Germany a couple of times. He's now there indefinitely. But he came back into the fold in 2017 or something. And that's when we were kind of able to bring in all of the songs from that era. So, yeah.
So if we're going through the album, the tracks on the album, we have Maraca Attacker. And I believe Ollie is credited with saying ready at the beginning of the song. Is that right?
Yeah, that is correct. I tried to get as much of him on the EP as possible. Because to be fair, he wrote about 60% of the whole thing. A lot of the riffs are his. And Maraca Attacker, actually, him and Cameron jammed one day in probably 2012, 2013. And that sample of him saying ready is actually the start of that jam. It was a phone recording. And that phone recording of that jam, it was just improvised, was 90% what the song is now. So I kind of there's bits and pieces throughout the EP that I snuck in there, which is just like a homage to the old days.
Your little splices from original phone recordings over the years.
We grew up with that phone recording sound a lot.
Ready?
Can you turn it off, bro?
Woo!
Attacker has literal maracas in it too, doesn't it?
Uh-huh. It's yeah, there's a real cheap looking plastic maraca that was floating around at Ollie's place back in the day.
Yeah, since we were teenagers, we used to have jams at Ollie's, and he always had the wackiest instruments, like drum kits that were falling apart.
Oh man.
Maracas lying around, and we had to get that original maraca on the track.
Yeah, I managed to find it, and so we re-recorded it.
I love that. It definitely sounds like in the recordings you guys are having a lot of fun.
Yeah, I suppose.
Yeah, I mean, when we play the songs, we like to have moments where we just play anything. It's like, we just what we're doing right now, no rules, just play some noise. And we find it as a creative exercise, but more of just a release of pent-up energy.
We made a conscious effort during recording to switch between serious takes and then just play anything takes, and then found a balance after that.
The next track on the EP is She's All I.
Yep, correct.
It's a very kind of, it has like that woozy summer kind of feeling to it in a way.
It's definitely our most fun upbeat.
It is the only silly acoustic song, I guess.
Yeah.
It is a silly song, too.
The kazoo adds to the silliness, I think.
The kazoo kills every time. Yeah, even if the audience isn't watching the rest of the show, the kazoo comes up and they're like, oh my God, that is sick.
I'm
even though it has this sort of fun exterior, the undertones of it are quite dark, really.
Oh, it's the same with every song in the EP, I guess. It's generally just about just that being satisfied and better and needing somewhere to put those energies. Cheers a Lie in particular was just a silly love song for just from a feeling of being desperate and bitter and lonely. Yeah.
Nonetheless. Yes. Yeah, I think the songs in their own way give a place for all these feelings, because that's where the music comes from in a lot of ways, is about dissatisfaction and a lot of looking at the harder times and then just giving them a voice, giving them a place. And
Tell me about the next song, which is You're So Special.
You're So Special is a sarcastic ode to, semi-sarcastic ode to my own tendency to project my ideal onto another person, particularly with relationships. That's You're So Special in a nutshell, to me anyway.
Sounds to me like when we play it, it's kind of like a sleazy love song at first, kind of like a Queensy, a bit greasy, a bit sexy, but like underneath it, there's a bit of
a bit yucky.
Yeah, there's a bit of
unease, just unease, bitterness and loneliness and all that good stuff.
Yeah, which is sort of paired with this rock lifestyle, I guess. How we thought of it. So it's like a real, probably our rockiest song.
I guess so, yeah.
So, yeah.
Tell me a little bit about your musical influences that are sort of, I guess there's a lot because there's four of you, but the sort of ones that you pluck from if you're thinking about sounds that come together to make the music for Oh Sweet Nothings.
I don't like to be too transparent with with all of my influences, but I'm sure you can hear influences of Queens of the Stone Age, maybe some White Stripes, maybe some Radiohead. Yeah, it's a culmination of what we're inspired by, definitely.
And and a lot of that stuff, like Queens and Jack White, I mean, for me, have influenced like how, like the guitar tones I really like and the sound I really like. And especially with Jack White, the chaos and the glitchiness that he sometimes puts into his solo.
Yeah, it's the raw energy. Mm.
Yeah, another guitar work we're interested in is Black Flag. Just how it's like they play a solo without any scales. I think that, but it's the energy's there. I think that really inspires me in my playing.
We're big fans of not using any music theory at all.
Yeah.
Or not consciously.
Tell me about Countdown, which is the next track.
We were talking about this before.
Yeah. I mean, like when you wrote it, Aaron, it was not necessarily something you wrote with a lot of meaning in mind, at least.
Hmm. Yeah, I struggle with this one. In the end, it was an exercise in finishing a song without trying to make it particularly congruent or maybe congruent is the wrong word. I did try to make it somewhat congruent, but I wasn't trying to tell a story exactly. I was just cobbling together all of the lyrics that felt like they fit together.
Mm-hmm.
And was pertaining to a particular feeling. And it's open to interpretation, but I think there's definitely themes of time running out or trying to get somewhere, but
nothing's happening.
Nothing's happening.
Yeah, like being stalled or being stagnant. Like when I play it, I definitely, that feeling comes up in me. It's like, oh, I really want to be somewhere, but it's never going to come. And how much longer is it going before I get there? Because time's ticking.
Oh,
Yeah, that riff was actually me in my bedroom in 2014, age 19. Me and the rest of the guys in the band weren't talking for most of that year for various reasons. And it was just for most of that time, I was just so unsure if any of these songs were going to see the light of day. And yeah, so there's a lot of that just kind of general unease and frustration and wanting to be a rock star. I hate that word, but
yeah, me too. But yeah. At the end of the day, it's kind of.
But I've embraced it. I've decided to.
Yeah, definitely, man. It's just on that, it feels so awesome now that it's there and out in the world. Mm. Leading up to its release, I was like, man, when am I gonna be on Spotify? Man, when are people gonna listen to these songs? When can I show the world the stuff we've been working on? And now that it's out there, it's just.
Mm.
It's just really satisfying.
That's awesome, man. It still hasn't exactly clicked for me, I don't think.
Mm.
Well, you'll be taking these songs on the road very soon. Maybe it'll click in then, because you've got a tour kicking off on the 22nd of Jan in Wellington.
Yeah.
And then Auckland, Tauranga and Whanganui.
That's the one.
I think that'll help it fall into place, perhaps.
Yeah, it's kind of been a bit of a dream for a while, being taking the music on tour. And I think there's a lot of glamour around, or at least I thought touring was real glamorous. It's partying every night, and there's playing shows and meeting other musicians. I think it's mostly going to be sleeping in the car.
It's also that.
Yeah, it's a bit of both, eh?
It's a lot of work.
The EP closes out with, I'm assuming this is said F sharp one.
Yeah.
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 Yeah. A lot of people, most people have said F1, but that's incorrect. You've done well.
Thank you. What is the F sharp one reference to?
We keep writing songs in F sharp. We can't stop. It's just the best key.
It's the objectively best key, we decided, for us at least.
And the song was just called Untitled. For so long.
No.
Oh well, no, we had a real name.
We had a rude name for it.
Can we swear on the radio?
On this radio, you can, yeah.
Oh.
Okay. It was originally called Buckles, which was just because it was dumb.
It was just the first word I thought of when I was saving the Reaper project file. It's also a slight nod to one of our influences, Queen's Stone. Well, Desert Sessions. There's a song called A Sharp One, which we were covering for a while.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, just a nod to that, I guess.
Mm.
And for people listening on Bandcamp, there's actually a classic little secret song as well.
It is a secret song. Secret song? What are you talking about?
We'll be right back.
That was Aaron and Clary from Oh Sweet Nothings in Wellington talking about their EP Emergency Procedures. As I mentioned at the top of the interview, they're hitting the road later this month and will be in Auckland on 30th of January to play at Wine Cellar. Someone texted in all that interview and says, these C-U-N-T's real like the Beatles, eh? I don't know if they sounded that much like the Beatles, but I'll assume that means you enjoyed it.
That was Longplayer. Thanks, NZ On Air Music.